What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, we back at it. Sean Walker Show joining us on game day, which is a rarity. We thank you for doing that for us. Talking about Allen basketball coming off a big win on Monday night against Savannah State. A tough we'll discuss that as well. Brother Sean, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's a tough stretch of the year right now, and it's cold and rainy. And but you know, we're here. We hard hatting this thing, and very happy to be here.
Now, Sean, I do want to highlight Billy Gates one reason. Jordan Edmond scoring 25 points. I know it won the results you wanted, but talk about that young man's performance over there across the street at Benedict, man.
Yeah, so the Benedict game was a tough game because we didn't show up in the first half. Down 24 in the first half. And I think the emotions of what is expected to be a rivalry really affected my players. We couldn't catch the ball, we couldn't stand up, we lost two shoes. To start the game, gave up 4 points, and really struggled in that first half. Got down 24, but Jordan Edmonds was a beacon of light for sure. he had 25 points, and he played unbothered. He played aggressive. He made some mistakes out there on the floor, obviously, but I mean, what a performance by a young guy that's got his first taste of that experience over there in that environment, and. You know, looking forward to seeing how he continues to develop. He's got a ways to go in terms of his development, but his effort level is never to be questioned. You know, he plays. You know what, Boss Man, Jordan should have had 35 or 40 points that game because he missed. excuse me, he missed at least three layups. One really timely one that he missed uncontested that we would have cut the lead to 9 and. He misses and they go down the floor, hit a three. So you know, we're excited about what he's doing. He's gotten better and better and better and better as the season's going forward. And you know, he's definitely a beacon of light for us against Benedict and we'll be moving forward.
And you know, Monday night, Brother Sean, Savannah State, man, as a low scoring old school basketball game. And I know you highly love, you love defense and holding a team to 27% field goal percentage and 7% from three has to make you happy knowing how much you love defense on the floor.
Yeah, so our team's got to be a grinded out team. You know, this is where I say to my team, numbers sometimes don't tell you. When you say you held a team to 27% shooting for the game and 7% from the three-point line and held them to 47 points, you would think that you would have had won the game by 20-plus points, all right? Mm-hmm. And we held them to 27% shooting in the first half. We shot 44% from the field, and we were down one. So, you know, we did not play well against Savannah. Obviously, Savannah had a lot to do with that. We fouled them excessively. They made 22 free throws of the 47 points, all right? Mm-hmm. The game had a funky rhythm to it because there was so much fouling going on, maybe on both sides of the ball. Then we don't rebound the ball. You know, I think we talked about earlier in the year as we talked during these shows about our inefficiency to be able to finish the possession. So you think about teams getting 2 and 3 and 4 rebounds against us, and then that ended up in 2 free throws. All right, that's devastating. And then we didn't play smart enough on offense. We came down the floor and threw 2 alley-oops, up 4, throw an alley-oop, go down the floor and turn the ball over. They come down the floor and score and go down. So it was really a back-and-forth game. We were fortunate to win, and I imagine that Savannah State's pretty sick about losing as well. So we'll see them again next week. It should be another interesting game.
Yeah, man, Sean, yeah, I was concerned about that. I said, hey, 22 of the points came from the line. Like you said, the excessive fouling. So I know it's something we'll discuss in the film session today and practices going forward. Like, hey, we cannot foul. We have to not foul when we defend. Just be solid and keep them in front of you. Live with the result. Let's not give them free throws when we know that's – they're not scoring the ball very well. Don't help them score the ball.
Yeah, well, we throw the ball away. We had 20 turnovers in that game, which is, I mean, listen, that's 20 turnovers. That's a possible 60 points, okay? And we do it in all different characteristics. We foul screening. We fouled posting up. We turn the ball over screening. We turn the ball over coming off screens, we push off trying to catch the ball. We throw the ball out of bounds. We just figure out a way to give Savannah State back the ball. We've got to deal with that, man. And we've got to deal with this rebound. Those are little things. Those are special situations in football. You know, you got offense, defense, special teams. So when the basketball goes up, you almost finish with defense. That's a special situation to be able to come up with the ball to convert. We're not good. We're not good at that. All right. We're helping, and our defense is aggressive, but we're moving behind the ball a step, which causes you on aggressive teams to foul. But we foul, you know, when it doesn't even matter. The ball's on the other side of the floor. We over here fouling, you know. So something we've talked about, and we'll have to get much better at that tonight to beat a aggressive, feisty, you know, Edward Waters team.
No doubt. And, you know, Sean, what's good is that late game, you got that late game layup needed, you know, execution in that regard. They found that resolve to get that last bucket for you, man. And have you, as much as we talked about this year, are you seeing the improvement in the late game execution? Are you seeing them holding their water more so than they early in the year? Because I feel like these games are giving that callous to a degree. But are you seeing that as you watch the field back, the guys are in that moment being more calm, third connected, as these games get tighter?
Well, if you go back and take a look at all of our games, every one of our games is super tight, all right? We have more experience in playing one-possession games than anybody in this league. And let's think about a week ago, we were up on Albany State, 24 points with under 10 minutes on the clock, and with 20 seconds on the clock, they took the ball out of bounds to possibly go up, all right? We end up winning the game by 5. The game wasn't even close all the way through, you know. I keep coming back to Tuskegee, up 11 with under 2 minutes on the clock almost and losing it overtime. We've won a bunch of one possession games. It's a testament to my young people. But what we've got to do is we can clean some things up throughout the course of the game, so the game doesn't have to come down to a one possession game. We are seeing some growth. You know, we had the ball in the last 15 or 16 seconds to win that game, but we were able to get a stop under 20 seconds to get the ball and finish the game. So, you know, defensively, I think we're in the top two or three in the league in defensive efficiency. Teams are shooting under 40%. Shoot, we lost to Benedict by 19 the other night. They shot 39% from the field. So your defense, our defense is good enough to win. And to be a championship level team, you need to be in the top three in defense and the top three in offense. So we got a ways to go. We haven't connected those dots yet.
No doubt, Shawnee. You know what, man? Like you said, man, at least defense can travel for you. Offensively, trying to get these gentlemen to know what's the right shot and what's their shot and not trying to live outside of what you are. I think that's something that these young men on all levels of college basketball have to understand. What is your strength? What is my weakness? Let me live within my strengths, not hurt the team with my weakness because my ego wants me to do something else that I'm not capable of doing. And I think as we go, as you keep coaching these young men, they'll realize, hey, if we do play to my strengths, what Coach Barker wants me to do, we will be in here winning more games.
Yeah, so that's a stretch for us. I mean, you said a mouthful there. You know, a lot of times we're in an era that when you suggest to young people that this is your strength and this is your weakness and stay away from your weakness, they take offense to the fact that you said they had a weakness, all right? And now, opposed to them playing in their strength, they spend all their time trying to prove you wrong about their weakness. And so now there's a tug of war that the coach is going to win. You know what I mean? The coach is going to win because, you know, ultimately, not only are we doing what's in the best interest of the young person, that individual, we need to do what's in the best interest of our team. And so we find that to be a problem for us a lot, where guys will step out of character just a little bit and we have to bring them back in. But shot discipline is so important. And shot discipline is a direct correlation to transition defense. So if I shoot the ball out of balance, I can't get back. If I shoot the ball out of the connectivity of the group, then my right hand doesn't know what my left hand is doing. I can't get back on defense. It puts us on our heels. So we do have some issues with that, and we're working through that even this late in the year. It's going to be February 1 tomorrow. After tomorrow, whatever happens tonight, we're going to have 8 games left, all right, and a tournament. So we need to fix those things now. My team should not be developing much more. We should be hitting on all strides at this point, and it's going to come down to the fact of, for us, everybody knowing what your job is, knowing what your role is, being a superstar in your role, and we could be a dangerous team.
And Sean, I remember Nate McMillan called those things shot turnovers. You take a bad shot, you put us in transition, he's calling it a shot turnover. We need to avoid those things. You know, right. You're putting us already in cross match. He called it cross match conflict. Right. And like, it's those are killers. And I think when young men realize that bad shots are pretty much like turnovers as well, that'll make them, you know, more so locked in. Nate McMillan would chart them a turnover. Right. It wasn't on especially wouldn't be me with Charlton turnovers. If you take a bad shot, was right. on transition in that sort of scenario. So I'm like, let him and see realize that, man. I think that would help because they shot this one and shot quality and shot maturity. He called it shot maturity.
That's right,
man. That's a hell of a thing, man.
We have two guys. I have two guys on my team that are pretty good shooters, and we talked to them about that. That's a great way to explain it. Obviously, Nate was a pro professional coach, but that's a great way to explain it, shot maturity. And I'm going to write that down because that's an awesome way. Matter of fact, when I leave here, I'm going to go into my film session and give these guys that term. Because if you have shot maturity, as you call it, you can make more shots. The question that I ask is, do you want to shoot or do you want to be a shot maker? Those are two different things. And so I can be a shot maker taking eight shots a night and make six or seven of them, opposed to just shooting the ball and make six or seven of 20. I prefer to make the shots that I take. So I have to take the right shots and the ones, because every shot that I need to find the shots that I can't miss. Okay. The shot that I can't miss is the best shot for everybody. All right. And that shot's a layup, hopefully, or it's a shot in the sweet spot that you have. And so, you know, we find that to be the case inside with our post players and on the perimeter as well. Every team goes through that. Every team goes through that, and the best teams figure it out and are able to play together with a connection that's very difficult to beat.
Yeah, because I just remember him. He was like, are we going to be shot mature? Mm-hmm. Or we be shot immature. I know that's code for somebody else, but you get my drift. But are we going to be shot mature or shot immature?
Right.
Are we going to play to our, he called it, hot zone? We're going to play to our cold zones.
Right.
So
right.
David Miller was a very tactician about shot maturity, shot immaturity. And I feel like once young men understand that terminology, kind of put it that way, I think it helps them grow as players. I think it helped our young guys in College Park, helped our young guys on the bench. He would talk about shot maturity.
Right. I think it's a great concept, one that I just picked up.
You know, no doubt. And you know what, last point goes, Sean. What do you see on film from Cabral Huff? I know they put out some zones, some man. So what do you see him on film and how he got his team going year one at Edward Waters, man?
He has a heck of a team. They're super athletic. They're super, super aggressive. Tonight's game is going to be, we got to try to keep tonight's game from being a track race. We can't race with them. They're thoroughbreds. And, you know, it's amazing. He's kind of changed styles in the middle of the year, and they're coming 100 miles an hour every possession. All right. And I'm talking about on defense. I'm talking about they're trapping the rebound. They're you're seeing traps and pressure every possession. And this is to be honest with you, what they do well is what we do worst. So the team that plays their style the best tonight is going to win. It's an important game. We're vying for fourth place, right, to be right behind Benedict, Morehouse, and Clark on our side of the league. Tonight's game will formulate on this first half and what that is. But, you know, we've got to figure out how to come out and play. They're going to be a super formidable opponent. They're tough, athletic, good size. Everybody can shoot. Everybody can run. Everybody can trap. Everybody can rebound. They play with a toughness. Coach Huff done a phenomenal job. And he has somewhat of the plight that I have to rebuild the program in year one. I mean, he's done a great job. So looking forward to this challenge. Looking forward to it, but not so much. You know, we'll see what happens tonight, man. We need to protect home court, and we'll see them again on Saturday. So, you know, it's nice. So it's going to be a very interesting game.
No doubt. It's Sean, congratulations, man. You know, you got the 10th win, the most wins that Allen had in the past few years, and also 10 wins for time, and Allen's being in D2 now. So I know it's year one for you as you rebuild this thing. Yeah, but congrats on that, man. You're doing a hell of a job, and I know you can stay turned around here the right way for sure.
Thank you very much. It's been a task, and we are moving in the right direction. The cheese is moving, and now what we need to do is move with the cheese, right? We need to move with the cheese, and so you know we got eight tough games. I don't want to finish 10 and 18. So, and it's very probable it can happen with the teams that we got to play. So we're staying diligent in our preparation, diligent in our practice sessions. Coaching them hard, pushing them hard, holding them accountable for every single thing, you know, we'll see what happens going into March. And we have some particular goals to be able to get a good seed in this tournament, and seeing what we can do in this tournament. So I don't think anybody wants to play Allen. I don't think anybody's saying we want Allen in the first round. So that's a bonus, and we just got to continue to develop, and set to. The grassroots here in this program so we can move forward after this year. But what's most important after this year is that the young people that we have that are going to move out of the program go back to their communities and help us get players. Go back to their communities and say, I had a great experience at Allen when Coach Walker came in. I wish I had another year. You should go to Allen. That's what I need these young guys to do, and then these the returners to come back and say, we're going to be much better this year than we were last year because they're going to put the work in the summer. So it's an exciting time here, Alan, man. The Chiefs is moving.
No doubt, my brother. We're going to help him move it to you in the Sean Walker Show as well. So, brother Sean, have a good night, man. Thanks for joining us on the game day, man. And we know we're hoping to have a great report next Tuesday, man.
No question. We look forward to it.
All right, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.